crest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a boy who hated church. He liked just about everything except church. Boy's name was Will Franklin, and Will's earliest unpleasant memories involved getting dragged off to church services and being made to sit perfectly still until they were over. Sheer torture for a youngster with so much vitality. Will was sports-minded. He wanted to be a professional baseball player. More than anything in the whole world, a baseball player, specifically a first baseman for the Philadelphia Athletics. Until he discovered girls, baseball was Will's entire life. Babe Ruth passed through Will's hometown once, and Will even got to shake the babe's hand, and the boy didn't wash his own hand for 3 days. Will's boyhood would have been completely carefree except for one thing. His mom was always nearby, nagging him about church. And they were not even gentle reminders. See, Mom was forever thrusting religious pamphlets at her son. Perhaps that would get Will interested in church, she hoped. But the teenager was impatient with Mother's prodding. The tracts were hogwash, he declared. Mom should give them to somebody who would appreciate them, that is, anyone but him. This attitude worried Will's family all the more, so they decided to send him to a religious retreat in the mountains for the summer. Reluctantly, Will complied with their wishes. He would go, but they couldn't make him like it. He relieved his boredom by scampering among the pews after communion services just so that he could sip up the undrunk grape juice from the little glasses in the hymnal racks. Otherwise, Will amused his friends, sometimes by mimicking the preachers at the retreat, exaggerating their dramatic pulpit mannerisms. Repeatedly, he insisted there were two occupations that he would never pursue. He'd never become a mortician nor a minister, because it seemed to him that both were always urging folks into the next life. And he liked this life. There was plenty of interest to Will in the present life. There was baseball, semi-pro eventually. And for laughs, there were Saturday night drag races with the Prohibition-era bootleggers who roared through town. One Saturday night, Will actually drag raced his own father's car 300 miles. Everybody said, what a shame. Such a nice young man, basically, but so defiant when it came to the really important things, like church. Will hated church. Anything to do with the ministry. Well, it's funny how the Lord doesn't seem to care. I mean, how when he wants you, he's got you. For Will would now be the first to agree that as a boy, he was nothing special. He was just one of millions of youngsters his age trying to race Babe Ruth into the Hall of Fame. A youngster who'd made up his mind that he'd do anything but preach. An average young fellow who knew what he wanted. He wanted to be a baseball player, that boy named William Franklin Graham. Billy Graham? Billy Graham. And now you know the rest of the story.